Imagine discovering that everything you've been told about marriage and divorce is based on cultural dogma rather than evidence. This is precisely what Sacred Cows reveals with scientific precision and compassion. The book has developed a devoted following among therapists, relationship coaches, and even influenced Gwyneth Paltrow's conscious uncoupling philosophy. What makes this work particularly compelling is the author's unique qualifications, both accomplished scientists who have experienced divorce firsthand. Their approach combines analytical thinking with deep empathy, challenging our narratives about marriage at a time when nearly half of marriages end in divorce, yet we still stigmatize those who leave unhappy unions. Our culture equates divorce with failure, applying this label not just to marriages, but to the people themselves. Despite divorce becoming more socially acceptable over decades, the stigma may actually be increasing among educated Americans. As sociologist Lori Essig notes, among the affluent, divorce has become a source of shame, a mark of failure, a sign that you just aren't working hard enough. When we examine marriage vows, most contain promises of eternal love and faithfulness. But what does it mean to promise that feelings will never change? No one would sign a job contract promising eternal enthusiasm regardless of how the position evolves. Yet in marriage, we promise perpetual feelings despite experience teaching us that emotions inevitably shift. If a marriage fairy granted your deepest relationship wish, what would you choose? Would you want to change your spouse's behaviors, rekindle passion, or have them leave? Your answer reveals which interventions might actually help. Traditional marriage counseling often fails by focusing solely on conflict resolution and romance. When one spouse has fallen out of love, communication exercises become pointless. Many therapists limit their effectiveness by avoiding divorce discussions. Marriage counseling lacks scientific validation. There are no randomized trials proving it prevents divorce. Even John Gottman's acclaimed method of predicting divorce dropped from 91% to 21% accuracy when independently tested. Government programs promote marriage as society's foundation, while advocacy groups manipulate statistics to support this view. They highlight minor divorce rate changes during recessions while ignoring broader trends. The claim that marriage ensures social stability is questionable. Sweden, with low marriage and high divorce rates, ranks among the world's happiest nations. Society labels divorce as selfish and staying married as selfless, but reality is more complex. Consider House Beautiful, where Ailette remains in a loveless marriage for lifestyle benefits, or War of the Roses, where a couple's toxic marriage maintained, for the children, causes more harm than good. The contradiction becomes clear in relationship advice. You're brave for standing up for yourself within marriage, but selfish for leaving to pursue happiness, similar to the airline safety principle of securing your own oxygen mask first. Our culture simultaneously views marriage as a practical partnership where passion is optional and as the ultimate expression of love. These conflicting perspectives create confusion for those contemplating divorce. The authors challenge assumptions about women's diminished sexual desire in marriage. While society attributes this to fixable issues like fatigue or hormones, sometimes attraction simply fades, a reality accepted in dating but denied in marriage. This leaves women feeling defective when medical solutions fail. Many stay in unhappy marriages because chronic low-grade pain feels more manageable than the acute pain of leaving. This pain avoidance strategy often gets reframed as noble selflessness, leading to judgment of those who choose divorce. When considering divorce, people often say, "You two seem so happy." This highlights the disconnect between a marriage's external appearance and internal reality. An unhappy person might appear pitiable living alone after divorce, yet be far happier than when trapped in a hostile marriage. Society scrutinizes divorce decisions more harshly than marriage ones, pressuring couples to endure unhappiness. We view divorced individuals as more damaged than those ending non-marital relationships, revealing our bias toward preserving marriages regardless of quality. There's a bitter sun period marking a marriage's end, when spouses lose their desire to stay married. During this bitter phase, everything breeds unhappiness. Marriage counseling usually comes too late, as no therapist can revive a marriage after one's heart has quit. While relationships require effort, not all problems can be solved through hard work. The belief that unhappy marriages just need more effort only makes people feel like failures for ending fundamentally incompatible relationships. Society weaponizes the innocent children argument against divorce, creating intense parental guilt through emotional appeals about sacrificing children's well-being for personal freedom. Staying married for the children has become an unexamined societal cliché. Common statistics about divorce's impact on children can be misleading. For instance, the claim that children of divorced parents are more likely to divorce themselves ignores that underlying factors like poor impulse control might cause both outcomes. Paul Amato's meta-analysis of 67 studies showed that over half found no statistical differences between children of divorced versus married parents. The most rigorous studies were least likely to find significant differences, suggesting that flawed methodologies may inflate negative outcomes. Even studies showing statistical differences revealed modest effects, about one quarter of one standard deviation in areas like academic achievement. This difference is comparable to men in Boston being 5'10 and 3/4 tall versus men in New York being 5'10 tall, making it impossible to predict a child's outcomes based solely on parental marital status. Our cultural definitions of true love span from poetic abstractions to mundane practicalities, creating confusion about its true meaning despite our obsession with finding it. Society's messages are paradoxical. True love is paramount before marriage, but dismissed as myth afterward. Leaving someone for true love is romantic before the wedding, taboo immediately after. This contradiction reveals a sacred cow trying to have it both ways. Marriage self-help books avoid the word love, preferring terms like deep friendship or mutual respect. This evasion stems from the impossibility of prescribing love's creation. While practices can enhance intimacy, they can't guarantee love, suggesting that some marriages, requiring love to thrive, may be unsalvageable. Research challenges common beliefs about divorce's negative impacts. Many people experience personal growth and greater life satisfaction post-divorce, and children often develop remarkable resilience and emotional intelligence. Studies show it's exposure to conflict, not divorce itself, that most affects children's well-being. Marriage should be a choice, not a social obligation. By questioning these sacred cows, we can make decisions based on authentic needs rather than societal pressure. This allows us to thoughtfully consider what serves all family members' well-being, whether improving a marriage or ending it. The real question isn't about divorce being good or bad. It's about approaching these personal decisions with evidence and compassion rather than judgment and shame. Challenging these myths creates space for both authentic relationships and dignified endings.